Now we're joined by Jan Finn of Midwest Transplant Network. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
I'm doing well.
There we go.
There
we got Jan Finn of the Midwest Transplant Network. Jan, you know, you guys are doing a lot, especially this month, the Green Ribbon Campaign, and making sure people are aware of the fact of the importance of being an organ donor. So what are some things that you're trying to make sure people are aware of and doing here in this process?
Well, the first thing we want to do is just make sure that people are aware, and certainly the Green Ribbon Campaign is to help call attention to the fact that this is a life-saving event that they can make happen for someone else. And signing up on the Organ Donor Registry is quick and easy. We have a new website that's sharelifemidwest.com, and we hope that people will go there. You can learn all kinds of information about organ and tissue donation, but just to consider this life-giving act.
So sharelifemidwest.com is where you would go to quickly sign up to be an organ donor. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. Now, in terms of the people that are out there, there's a large discrepancy between people that are actually organ donors and those on a waiting list for life-saving and life-giving organ transplants. So what is that discrepancy like?
You know, it's sad when we know that people die every day waiting for an organ. And there are nationally about 115,000 people that are at any given time on a list thinking that maybe today is the day that they'll get a call, that they will go to the hospital and receive their transplant. But in our community, we do a really great job. And about 75% of the population here in Kansas City, Missouri, are registered as organ donors. Nationally, it's probably about 55%.
Okay.
So there is a disparity.
Now, you guys have a couple of events coming up that are promoting this cause and making sure that more people are becoming organ donors and helping save others' lives. So I know you have a good event coming up this weekend, and what's on the agenda here?
Well, we're really excited. We hope the weather turns out to be a little bit better.
That'd be good, right?
April the 7th on Saturday morning, we have about 2,000 people so far registered to appear at Berkeley Riverfront Park for our Legacy Walk. It's the second walk that we've held in our community, and we think that the best thing about this is it brings families together, and certainly there are donor families there and recipients, but also just bringing awareness by sharing the green ribbon and the message that organ donation does save lives.
Jan Finn, our guest here on Mundo in the Morning, Midwest Transplant Network, as they are doing a really good campaign, the Green Ribbon Campaign, to bring organ donation awareness to the region. You know, you've been dealing with this now, Jan, for a while. And when you see something like this happen, where someone's able to save somebody else's life by being an organ donor, and I know sometimes that means tragedy on one end, but what are some of the personalized stories you've seen on this front and how it has changed people's lives?
Well, you know, the thing that we always think about are the recipients, but in our business at the Transplant Network, we also deal with donor families, and those are the ones that we find the most comfort in knowing that their loved one's life was, however lost, was able to save someone else. I was at the Leawood City Council meeting last night where Mayor Peggy Dunn actually proclaimed National Organ Donor Awareness Month for April, and she shared a story of her own family and said how much it had comforted her sister knowing that her child's organs were able to be given to someone else. So there's so many stories. We hear stories every day, and I think that's what gives us the strength to do this important work, but also to consider how much the impact it does have on families, both on the giving and the receiving side.
So in many ways, it feels like, you know, obviously if tragedy has occurred, but that tragedy is in the slightest way softened by the fact that, you know, organs may be used to save somebody else's life. It's a small consolation, but it is and can be a consolation.
Absolutely. My nephew is a double lung recipient, so I know it personally. And that really, you know, hits home certainly with my family. But there are many stories, thousands of people across the country. Last year, there were more transplants done than ever. And that's really because of awareness. So over 30,000 people were saved last year from an organ transplant.
Jan Finn, our guest, sharelifemidwest.com is how you can easily sign up to register as an organ donor. Also, Jan, you know, this can be done if you're not a web person, renewing at the DMV, right?
Absolutely. You can walk into the DMV. Hopefully, you'll schedule an appointment so you don't have to wait too
long. Wait in a long line, right?
But you certainly can do that. And there's other paper forms that are available. And you can always just go through our website to get a paper form if that's easier for you.
Now, this weekend, you guys have the Donate Life Legacy Walk, April 7th, at the Berkeley Riverfront Park in Kansas City, a 5K event. And then you also have an event next Friday as well, for people that maybe can't make it this weekend?
Sure. There are events this entire month. April 13th is Green Ribbon Day. It's nationally Blue and Green Day to raise awareness about donation. We're very fortunate in Kansas City that we have some green lights that will be going on at city offices, the power and light. We also have the Marriott confirmed for the Green Ribbon. And so we're very excited to note that there will be lighting all over the city, and hopefully people will want to know what that's about. And there is... As far as advertisement, we don't do much of that. We're a nonprofit, but we do have, we ran an ad in the Kansas City Star so that people would hopefully see that and be able to make that connection.
That's great. Jan Finn, our guest here, final minute or so at the Midwest Transplant Network as they raise awareness to making sure that you are an organ donor. 72% of adults in Kansas, 75% of adults in Missouri, which is well above the national average, Jan, but always want to keep those numbers improving and increasing to save lives.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing is that we hope that people will see the ribbon, know that maybe if they haven't already registered, that they would take the time to do that, but certainly that they tell their family what their wishes are.
Well, Jan, we really appreciate it. Once again, give people the website, and if they aren't using the web, how they can make sure they're an organ donor.
Sure. The best thing to do is to go to sharelifemidwest.com. There are other sites very easily that will direct you in all those ways. If you forget the Share Life, you can always put Donate Life Kansas or Donate Life Missouri. We also are available on the web at mwtn.org.
That's great stuff. Jan, really appreciate you coming in and giving us a few minutes.
Thank you. I really appreciate it as well.
Anytime. There you have it, Jan Finn of the Midwest Transplant Network, giving us a few minutes to discuss and make sure that you're an organ donor. It won't take you very long at all. DMV, sharelifemidwest.com, multiple ways to do it, go about it, and just help the people in your community. It's so important. Pete Mundo with you, Mundo in the Morning, here on Talk Radio 710 KCMO. We continue next.